I think we have a car. I see the robot. You. Oh God, we thank you for your infant King Jesus and for the surprise he is in our life. Help us to draw on the doors of our lives and in our hearts and in the world all the ways that we see you so that your love might reign in this world. We love you so much. And all God's people say,
Amen.
Baby King Jesus. I wanted to do it. So, the Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Lord God, almighty and everlasting Father, you have brought us safely to this new day. Preserve us with your mighty power. Enlighten us with your holy word, so that it may be a light unto our feet and a light unto our path. In Jesus' name we pray, Amen. All right, the first reading is from Isaiah chapter 43. But now, thus says the Lord, he who created you, O Jacob, he who formed you, O Israel, do not fear, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name, and you are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And through the rivers, they shall not overwhelm you. When you walk through fire, you shall not be burned, and the flame shall not consume you. For I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. I give Egypt as your ransom, Ethiopia and Seba in exchange for you, because you are precious in my sight and honored, and I love you. I give people in return for you, nations in exchange for your life. Do not fear, for I am with you. I will bring your offspring from the east, and from the west I shall gather you up. I will say to the north, give them up, and to the south, do not withhold. Bring my sons from far away, and my daughters from the end of the earth. Everyone who is called in my name, who I created for my glory, whom I formed and made. The word of the Lord. Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
As the people were filled with expectation, and all were questioning their hearts concerning John, whether he might be the Messiah, John answered all of them by saying, I baptize you with water, but one who is more powerful than I is coming. I'm not worthy to untie the thong of his sandals. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire. His winnowing fork in his hand to clear his threshing floor and to gather the wheat into the granary. But the chaff he will burn with unquenchable fire. Now when all the people were baptized, and when Jesus had also been baptized and was praying, the heavens were opened, and the Holy Spirit descended upon him in bodily form like a dove, and a voice came from heaven, You are my Son, the Beloved. With you, I am well pleased. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
You may be seated.
People often ask, well, if baptism is for the forgiveness of sins, then why in the world did Jesus submit himself to baptism? For if we say that Jesus is sinless, that Jesus is perfect, then why would he come to the waters of baptism? But he did. Jesus came to John, someone whom other people might have seen as a competitor in the whole business of religious leadership. John had his disciples, yet Jesus came to him, submitted himself to this John who was baptizing for the forgiveness of sins. And in that moment, Jesus gave himself most fully to God. It was the beginning of a relationship in a new way. To be sure, even before Jesus was baptized by John in the Jordan, we remember that he had gone as a 12-year-old boy to the temple, and at the temple he was with his father. So indeed, even before baptism, he had felt and connected with God, and his presence was real. Yet baptism was something wholly different. It was in these moments, as this water washed over him, that Jesus received from the Father something very special. The first thing he received was, in that moment, as he knelt down, he heard these words, "You are my beloved. You are my son, the beloved." So in that moment, Jesus received an identity, a different kind of identity than what he had ever had before, but an identity with God that was not merely creator-creature, but father-son, but parent-child. It was a identity of family, of love, of deep love. In that moment, then Jesus was told as well, "You are my son, the beloved." The beloved. That not only are you my family, not only are you are my child, but you are also someone who I will deeply care about, someone who is beloved. Think of the things that are beloved in your life, whether they be people, or places, or even, God forbid, sports teams. Who, what, where are the beloved experiences of your life? And as you think about those for which you would die, then we hear yet again at baptism what happened to Jesus. You are my son. You are family. You are my beloved. You are deeply and incredibly valued. And finally, something that we all need in our life, with you, he says, I am well pleased. How many of you ever wonder if what you are doing is pleasing to either your boss or your spouse or your children or even your own ego and esteem? I'm not so sure that wondering about issues of self-esteem and struggle and having someone just say to us, you are doing okay, you're doing a good job, you matter, you are valuable. Well, friends, at baptism, that is what Jesus heard. With you, I am well pleased, he says. You are family, you are beloved, and I value what you do and who you are. Here's the thing. In your baptism, that's exactly what you hear too. Bruce, child of God. You, my son, you are beloved, and with you, Bruce, I am well pleased. Heidi, child of God. My beloved, with you, I am well pleased. Sandy, child of God, beloved, with you, I am well pleased. Cheyenne, child of God, beloved, with you, I am well pleased. Hear your name today. Hear your name. That is why Jesus submitted to baptism for the forgiveness of sin. Not because he was sinful at all, but to show us how beautiful the promise of baptism is for our life. That it not only wipes away that which would keep us from God and keep us in our sin, but it indeed gives us identity, and it gives us strength, and it gives us a promise that will last forever and ever. Say your name. God? Okay. Jesus is in the house. Everybody on the count of three, say your name. Say your name louder. Child of God. My beloved, with you I am well pleased. That is the promise of baptism for you this day, every day that you walk this earth. Indeed, God had a relationship with you as he did with Jesus before your baptism, whether you were baptized as an infant or baptized as an adult. Indeed, God loved you even then and loved you and cared about you. Yet in baptism, something powerful happened, a promise that you can live into for the rest of your life. On April 4th, 1971, I was baptized. And I began a journey with God. It was my journey, my unique one, just as whenever your baptism was, you began a journey. But that promise of that journey is that God will never abandon you, no matter what you do, no matter who you have struggles with, no matter what happens in your life, your God will not abandon you. And so Jesus, modeling what it means to be faithful for all of us and for all that would follow him, comes to baptism knowing that in that moment we are assured of a grace, of a gift, of a promise that makes all the difference. Martin Luther said, when you wash your face, remember your baptism. And he said that probably because, I don't know about you, but I don't think about my baptism as much as perhaps I should. But its promise lasts. And it lasts for you. On this day when we remember Magi who traveled, and on this day when we remember Jesus who was baptized, let us be assured that the promise that God makes, that the promises that God keeps, the love with which God loves you, the value with which God values you is greater than anything that any of us can ever imagine. Because it is fully given. And it is lovingly given. And it is abundantly given. Always. Follow your journey, knowing that you are never alone. For you are the baptized, beloved children in whom God is well pleased. In Jesus' name, amen.